Welcome.
Blog Talk Radio.
Life-changing seeds of thoughts and motivational seminars. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. Today the topic is spiritual substance for activation to supply the fulfillment of every need. Substance is everywhere present and pervades all things, inspiring it into action. It underlies all manifestations and is the spiritual essence we depend on for our daily living. Divine substance is man's supply, and out of it he forms whatever he will according to his faith and understanding of his own divine nature. Spiritual realization of divine substance enriches the soul or thought of the mind that brings forth its fruit for everyone who makes the application to enrich their mind. This enrichment goes along with the positive belief that they are entitled to God's blessings continuously. As each and every one of us train our minds to think what to think, we become an inlet and an outlet for good. This depends solely on the thoughts that we hold in mind. For each and every one of us, there is the opportunity to reap of the benefits of life as long as we understand that each thought held in mind will take form according to our thinking. So as we think each day on what to think, we realize that our spiritual comes from our innate desires and thoughts that are held in mind. Spiritual substance becomes the form of whatever it is we desire. So in today's lesson, we're learning not only to accommodate the right thought, but to understand that spiritual substance for activation to supply the fulfillment of every need solely depends upon what we think. God's blessing will continuously flow to us. No doubt about that. Because God has promised, and his promises are ever true. Each and every day we experience the fulfillment of God's promises. And if there is any doubt in our mind, we can simply look back to how many things the Father God has done already for us. So today we're addressing substance which is the spiritual supply, and how we can keep it continuously in our lives. Living. What is living? Or what does it take or entail for a person to have a happy, healthy, prosperous, and abundant life? We sometimes feel that it's material things that bring this type of living. But we soon come to realize that this is not so. For each and every one of us depends solely upon our own thinking to bring about this type of living. So today we are addressing living in spiritual substance. And I would like to say this affirmation at this moment, so that we can come together in one thought atmosphere and understand the purpose for living in spiritual substance. And the affirmation goes like this. The rich substance of the kingdom of God is pouring its plenty and perpetually into my mind and affairs. And I am in all ways prospered. And I'll say that two more times. The rich substance of the kingdom of God is pouring its plenty perpetually into my mind and affairs. And I am in all ways prospered. The rich kingdom of God is pouring its plenty perpetually into my mind and affairs. And I am in always prospered. Thank you, God. Now, within this affirmation, it is so profound that we realize that the first sentence is the rich substance of God. And it simply means that the rich thoughts of God, the rich ideas of God. How amazing! The rich substance is the rich word, the rich thoughts, the rich ideas that is held in our minds. Now, the beautiful thing about these rich ideas and rich substance is that we all have access to this. How awesome. We don't have to buy it. We don't have to ask anyone to use it. We don't have to get permission from a higher authority, but it is already given to us. And the beautiful part of it, if we do not know how to do this, then we can inculcate it into our thought world, meaning we can practice this daily into our thought world, which is our mental realm. So this rich substance of the kingdom of God, which is our thoughts, our ideas, our words, is pouring its plenty. And I'm defining this affirmation so that we understand what is meant by spiritual substance for activation. It's pouring, it's plenty. So there is no limitation to these words that we can inculcate every day, that we can practice. There is no limitation to the ideas that is rich. Good ideas, bountiful. You know, I always like to say, we can think on them. We can daydream about them. And it's okay because it's limitless. So it's pouring plentifully, perpetually into my mind and affairs. Isn't that beautiful? It's pouring into our minds and our affairs. When I really think about it, or when you really think about it, you would realize that as you continuously practice these rich ideas, and that is the reason why I advise so many people, look. If you're going to look at the television, look at things that are healthy. Look at what is great. Look at things that are beautiful, rich. It helps your consciousness to rise. How beautiful. So it's pouring into your mind and affairs. And because it's pouring into your mind and affairs, it simply means that whatever you are thinking, even if looking at the television, it's an energy and it just flows into your mind, into your outer situations and affairs, because you're incorporating it. And if you do it constantly, it becomes one of the most profound acts that will take place in your life. So you have these rich thoughts pouring into your mind, pouring into your affairs. It can do nothing other than gravitate towards that which you are thinking, because all is energy and all is a vibration that will flow to you accordingly. And it says here, and I am in all ways prospered. So you become prospered by your own thoughts, by your own rich ideas, by your own words that you speak. I mean, this is one of the most simplest ways to become prospered and uplifted in your consciousness and in all your affairs. So for this new year, we're really focusing on spiritual substance for activation. You want things to happen, not only to say it at some times or think about it at some times. You want action, like we spoke about in last Tuesday's topic. You want action. You want things to happen for you. You need to have these demonstrations that will make your life more happier and complete. So we continue to understand, when success fails to crown our efforts, it simply means that we are not incorporating enough in our thought world. That's a world by itself. So when our successes, when we are not rising, it simply means that you're taking in more of a lesser form of thoughts and words, and therefore there is no positive demonstration in your life.
And that's when you realize that success is not, your efforts are not being successful in whatever you aspire to do. So we sometimes become discouraged, and which is normal for or natural for any human being, because you want to have more. And the mere fact that you want to have more or demonstrate more simply means that you're realizing that you're entitled to more. Well, why would you want more? Or why would you be discouraged if your efforts are not being successful? Simply because something within you is saying to you, look, I deserve more of this or more of that. So some of us become discouraged and then we quit. But we know winners never quit, right? They never quit. Then there are others who need to be consoled by someone else who would tell them, try again. And there are those who will definitely fail, give up, and just don't worry at all. Now, this goes for anything in your life. It could be about your health. It could be about your wealth. It could be about your relationships. Whatever it is, there are these times being discouraged, need to be consoled by another, or simply you're going to fail miserably, and I'll call it, at whatever it is you were trying to do. It's at this time that you must realize that you are relying on spiritual substance. Why? Because that substance never fails. To rely on another person, it's not spiritual substance. But relying on the substance that God has or has already given to us, it's the best. Because that will definitely come through for us. So we understand that as we go through life and we're looking to live life, we should look definitely to live life in a more abundant manner. Because when we're going through life, at times we feel that there is nothing more than I can do. But this is not true. Because as you rely on that spiritual substance that is deep within you, you can therefore activate your inner being to accommodate it. So each word that you speak and each thought that is held in mind becomes your tool for success or not. Each and every one of us have within us that innate desire to rise and become more than what we are at this time. So as we rise, our consciousness becomes one of upliftment. We can then say to ourselves, this day, today, I will succeed at this or that, regardless to what we are striving to do. And like I just mentioned, this is in any part of our lives. It can be in health, It can be in our relationships. It can be in our financial affairs. All depends on who and what we are and how we view life. What life has to offer is simply the fact that each and every one of us have a burning desire to become someone that is more fulfilled and blessed. So today, we're happy in this thought, because when we learn the technique that we can think what to think, idle thoughts depart. When we understand that we are made in this powerful, positive image, then we become the masters of our own indwelling selves. Then there's no need for anyone to urge us or to push us along or to encourage us or to console us. We become someone that is filled with that authority that will give us the truth. Our will becomes something that is ever present, pushing us forward and upward. More than ever, I would really love you to understand that every demonstration that takes place in your life, it's because you thought about it. Somewhere you thought about living this great, fabulous, good life. Somewhere you made a decision that I will not be downtrodden. I will not be a person who's dependent on others, who's seeking sympathy. You decided you're going to rise. And with that decision, it was done. But I would like to bring something that is very important to each and every one of you. If you fail, it simply means that you have tried and it did not happen at that time. Failure, when failure takes place, many people think this is the end. It should be the beginning for you. For when you fail at something, it simply means, you know what? I can dust myself, get up again, and try. And this becomes the weapon or the tool that you can use in your life. It's like a kid who you've set a goal for. And at the first shot of it, that child failed. And probably is in tears. But there you are to encourage them and say, you can try again. So believe it or not, this happens to adults as well. So failure is your first step to try again and become successful. Remembering that you have that powerful tool within your being, that you are driven for this great success in life, you will definitely accept your failures and continue. At this moment, I would like to welcome some of my guests who are online a little late. And may you tell me your name, please, and where you're calling from? Hello?
Edwina, Brooklyn.
Hello?
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 Can you tell me your name and where you're calling from?
Edwina from Brooklyn.
Hi, Edwina. Welcome to Life Changing seeds of thoughts. I'm happy to have you online. Thank you for calling in. And I have another guest here who is a little late. Can you say your name and where you're calling from? Hello? I suppose someone is not there. So let's continue with our program. And this part of our topic is based on the spiritual realization of divine substance. Before we were addressing substance from a material part of our life. And now we want to address this spiritual realization of divine substance. That substance that enriches the soil or thought that is held in mind. Divine substance simply means that it's infinite. It never ends. Unlike our material substance that ends ever so often. So we realize that when we're in the flow of divine substance, we are continuously blessed and prospered in all our undertaking. We need divine substance in everything. Not only in something. We need it for love. We need it for our financial affairs. We need it for the protection of our children, our relationships, and I can go on and on. But this type of substance comes from God, our Father. And the God that we're thinking about is not the type of God that punishes. It's the God of good. Now, God can mean whatever God has to mean for each and every one of you. But when you understand the truth about it, you would soon realize that God will demonstrate itself in each and every one of us as we incorporate that thought. If we think of God to be a bad God, then so be it. If we think of God as being mighty, then so be it. And if we think of God as being a punishing God, then so be it. But the God that we are talking about is an ever-loving Father, one who cares and one who understands each and every one of us. So we understand that this infinite, powerful God has given us authority. Said in the heaven and on the earth below. And he said that each and every one of us was made in his image and in his likeness. Not an image in faith, but an image in divine attributes that are held within us. And that's the reason why some of us are placed in certain jobs. Some of us are more kind. Some are more loving, can give of themselves. Some of us, we have more strength. Each and every one of us, we are placed into the right occupation or situation that enables us to function at the level of those divine attributes. And we soon understand this as being that spiritual substance that we embody. Our time is up. And if there are any questions, anyone would like to have a comment that they would like to make, I'd be more than happy to listen. If not, I would like
to thank each
and every one of you for being on this show this evening.
Life-changing
seeds of thought.
And again,
I am your host, Reverend Dr. Julia Melchior. God bless you all. And I love you.
And
I hope to hear you again
next Tuesday,
6:30.
God bless.
And have a wonderful evening. Bye.
Bye.
Operator did say if I want to talk to her.
Yeah. Okay.